You're listening to SBS News.
It's the very big problem about me, about the everything. Yes, it's the very big problem and very hard times for me.
Artist Arta Faye Heckmart is among thousands struggling to survive Sydney's stay-at-home orders. Normally, she teaches 80 students a week at a studio in Sydney's West, but the easels now stand empty.
I cannot teach, I cannot make money, and it's the hard for me for my cost is coming. I have a problem about my food. I have a problem about everything. But I thinking about my rent is the important for me.
With no income, the 49-year-old refugee has borrowed money to pay for food and rent.
I called my very good friend and told him, what can I do? Can you give me money for I have to pay for my rent, something like that? He told me, yes, I can, and send me my account. And today I pay about my home rent and my shop rent. Today I paid it.
After building a career as an artist in the Iranian capital Tehran, Ms. Heckmart converted to Christianity. Fearing for her safety, she fled to Indonesia in 2013 and then to Australia by boat.
5 days we was in the ocean. It was very dangerous because it's a small boat. When I was in the boat, I just thinking about my past, because it was very bad time.
Many small businesses operating in Sydney CBD are also struggling to stay open. The Sydney lockdown has now been extended to 3 weeks. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has so far rejected a request from the state government to reinstate the JobKeeper wage subsidy program for struggling businesses. The Deputy Lord Mayor of the City of Sydney, Jess Scully, says small businesses are doing it tough.
There are a lot of businesses, particularly in the hospitality sector, who are losing so much money every week, and they've already burnt through their reserves and they need substantial support.
New South Wales Treasury estimates the shutdown will cost the state's economy $2.5 billion. New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet says grants of between $5,000 and $10,000 are being made available for small businesses, with payroll tax deferral for employers. The rescue package is expected to be expanded to include businesses and sole traders with an annual turnover of less than $75,000. Ms. Scully says the economic loss being felt in the city of Sydney right now is sizeable.
We're 7% of the Australian economy. If we don't have strong economic activity in the city of Sydney, it has a ripple effect in the rest of Australia.
Restaurants and regional areas also face heavy losses during what should have been a busy school holiday season. Nathan Tompkins owns a seafood restaurant in Port Macquarie on the north coast of New South Wales.
Once the COVID lockdown was announced, we went from basically 200 people down to 50. Immediately, it was just an absolute disaster.
Flooding cost him $1 million in lost turnover and water damage. Now this is compounding the situation.
If the lockdown does go on for a period of time, I'm not sure whether I'm going to be able to come out of this.
But artist Arta Faye Heckmart is determined not to let this beat her.
I don't want to close my business. I have a very good and big goals for future.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.